Hello, everybody. This is Danny, and you are listening to episode number 10 of Stuttering is Cool.
Hey, baby.
Some women find stuttering sexy.
Hello there.
You know why?
Why?
Because you can finish the man's sentences.
Stuttering is cool.
Cool. Mocaccino, please.
Now, the clock that you hear in the background is, well, a clock, and it's a loud clock, so you're going to hear it tick-tock, tick-tock. Continuing on last week's conversation regarding confidence and accepting your stuttering, which is pretty much the theme of this whole podcast, I have with you a little discussion slash interview that I've done, that I've recorded this past Wednesday at my Toastmasters meeting, my Toastmasters group for people who stutter. And I'm interviewing Tak, who told me in the previous week, the previous meeting, that he once went out with a girl who said that she liked his stuttering. So I actually thought that would be a great interview to do for my show. And then, of course, every time you do an interview, you never know what you're going to get, and it's always golden when you get an even better interview, better than what you expected. Because I thought at first, just a normal discussion, we'll probably have a few laughs. But then another member named Mohammed joined in, and then he gave his thoughts.
I am here with my friend Tak, who is also a member of the People Who Stutter Toastmasters group, and he's trying to kill me with this uber spicy, I don't know what it was,
tamarind.
So pardon me if I go a lot, and there seems to be construction, so that's not a fart noise that you hear, it's actually a drill somewhere. Any case, last week we were chatting, and Tak happened to mention that he had gone out with a girl who was seduced by a stuttering, so I was wondering if you could elaborate.
I wouldn't use the word seduced. We went out for probably a couple of days, and I tried to bring up that I stuttered. And when she heard, as most people do, they would pretend that they didn't know that I stuttered, or it may have been true.
Or they probably, yeah.
And it's just not very noticeable to people who don't stutter.
Yeah.
So she told me that she actually liked the fact that I stuttered. She used the word weakness. She liked that, the fact that I had a weakness. It may not have been a proper wording, but she felt it, that she knew me more, that I stuttered.
She knew you more?
She knew me more. It's since it's
she
a part
you
of
more?
Me.
She just had to have
she
you.
Knew me more.
She wanted
not,
to rip your
not,
clothes
not,
off just to hear
more.
You stutter dirty to her.
No. I think it is something about me that she knew. And the word weakness she used, it may not have been the best word, because I was offended when I heard the word weakness.
Well, it doesn't sound like she probably meant in a bad way.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen, have you had a chance to see Rocket Science?
Not yet.
Because in the movie, it's a similar type of situation, but the girl used the term defect. That's a very bad term to use.
Yeah.
So at least she didn't say defect.
Yeah. So. But I think after a while, I got the gist of what she meant. It just, I mean, when you go out with someone at first, everyone seems to be perfect. And by seeing this flaw, it may be that she thought I was more human. And it may be the nurturing side of her, where if she sees a weakness in someone, it gives her the opportunity to take care of that person.
Oh, okay.
That's the way I see it. But it was definitely something that she was attracted to, because when I mentioned it, she said, "Oh, I'll look out for it when you do stutter."
Hey.
And when I did happen, she would giggle and she would say, "Oh, that's cute. That's cute." Which
so she found it
silly.
Cute, okay.
Oh, it's just silly.
Now, you keep saying was, so she's no longer in
no.
the picture, no?
No.
Oh, because you took speech therapy and then you became fluent and it was just all gone. Your powers, your mojo was gone, right?
Well, she's probably met someone that stuttered more than I do.
Oh, probably.
I'm sorry?
She found someone that stuttered more than I do.
Are you serious?
No.
What happened?
Well, it's your interview. What happened?
Can I keep recording? Can I post this on the podcast?
It doesn't matter. Just differences. Things don't work out. You move on.
There is always a reason why it didn't work out.
Yeah, it's personal. It has nothing to do with stuttering.
Don't worry, I'm just kidding.
Have you seduced any woman with their stuttering? Or has any woman ever found your stuttering cute or sexy or cool or a turn on?
I think most of women, when they get to know you, usually they like to know that there is, as Tak said earlier, some kind of weakness to make sure that, you know, you will be theirs. Honestly, I found out with a lot of women, they feel comfortable when they know that you have something that, you know, is hindering you, something that you're focusing about. You think it's a weakness. They will always tell me, no, that's nothing. Look, you know, because despite all these problems you put in your head, you still manage to be, you know, to be social. You still manage to have a career. You still manage to have. So, I think I've never had an issue with a girl because of my stuttering. Mm-hmm. As far as that.
But he's asking you, have you used your stuttering to an advantage?
Oh, no.
Have ever? No.
Never, honestly. I think I don't feel. I've always thought that this is more a problem to me, an issue, than an advantage. So, to me, personally.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know how I would be able to use something I see as a handicap to me to seduce somebody. I don't know. Maybe some people, you know, in order to be able to manage to see, to use stuttering as something you can seduce somebody, you have to be very comfortable with it. You have to be very confident with it. You have to use it as the asset. You have to use it as the advantage. Personally, I don't see it that way. Mm-hmm. So that's why I never use it. Yeah. But most of the time, they find out because I'm a stutterer. I'm a stutterer. So, you know, when they say, oh, I never noticed that way. You know, they just try not to. Sometimes you're being nice to people also, right? When a girl say, oh, I'm fat or what? You say, no, come on, look, you look good.
You look good in those jeans.
Same thing. Exactly. I think it's the same thing. I know the game. I know the playing game. I like the game. I play it.
It's fun to play.
I want to make sure that there is an ad on the subway right now that say, dating is a game. Make sure you have the home court advantage.
What's that for? What's that for?
For
condoms.
Past, you know, for teeth.
Toothpaste. Also.
Toothpaste. Yes. Dating is a game. Make sure you have. So use that. It's a good one. I saw it today. I see. Wow, that's a good one.
So the take-home advice is stutter as much as you can when you walk into a singles bar. Done.
I don't know.
Kidding.
I won't say that. Yeah.
I'm
okay,
kidding.
Okay. I will not say that. But even if you stutter, don't think it's a lost game.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's honestly all about the confidence.
It's I've stuttered several times, and most of the time, to tell you the truth, one of the girls I did it for a very long time, and pretty far. The first day we went on a date, right? And I was stuttering very, very badly. Very, very badly. And the second time we went for a date, after that I went to her place, and I stuttered very badly in Coca-Cola. She started laughing. she can't contain herself. But this girl,
would be funny.
Oh, no, it's not a lost game. Yeah. But, you know, and it's was at that time we openly spoke about it, and she knew about stuttering a lot.
Yeah.
But you know, it's it's up in her to be... They will admire you because they don't understand how you can be that social. And she's very reserved, very shy. Oh, you have that problem. And despite all that, you know, look how you're social with people. You talk to people. And this girlfriend used to be one of, you know, most serious relationships. So it doesn't mean that, you know, that happened. It's over now.
Nah. Started on which word?
Coca-Cola. About word.
Yeah, that's it.
So there you have it. It all boils down again to confidence and, of course, accepting your stutter and accepting the fact that it's no big deal. It's not as a big deal. It's not a terrible emergency to stutter. And it's not like the ground's going to swallow you up whole and spit you out into orbit and then you end towards the sun. And, you know, that worst case scenario will never happen. And now for an audio comment submitted by Sean. Now, before I play it, I just wanted to explain that what Sean is talking about is the K7 number that I have for this show, 206-202-0463. That is called a K7 number. If you go to k7.net, you can sign up for free for a 206 number, and it's a common tool that podcasters use to give them this free voicemail line.
Hey, Danny, it's Sean McGahey calling. I wanted to thank you for sending me voice feedback and for being such an enthusiastic proponent of K7 days. It was brilliant how you phoned your own K7 number and posted that as a podcast. Great use of the technology. Just wanted to say you may have a little misconception over the intent of K7 days. I initially formulated the idea. It was take 7 minutes during the 7th, the 17th, and the 27th to phone your favorite podcasters. But I didn't mean to send 7-minute messages. I meant just take a short period of time and call a number of podcasts to send them feedback. So you might say take 7 minutes and sent 3 or 4 messages, maybe a 1-minute message to one podcast and a 2-minute message to another and maybe a 30-second message to another, and you might get 3 or 4 voice feedback messages in the 7 minutes. The intent was to build a bit of community or to help foster community in the podcasting podosphere and just get more feedback out there. Make it a two-way conversation, just like I'm doing now. Anyway, I love your Stuttering is Cool podcast, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Sean. What I actually thought was that the whole point of it was to speak for 7 minutes, and I kept phoning up people, and I would only be able to say 2 minutes worth of the stuff. Now, for your thoughts, you can send me a voice feedback by dialing +1 206-202-0463, or you can record a sound file such as an MP3, a WAV file, or an AIFF file, and email it to coolstutter@gmail.com, or you can look for the big orange box on the right side of stutteringiscool.com and look for the button that says something like leave your message here or leave a message or record or something like that, but just something that implies that you can record. And what you're doing is you click on that button, you're taken to a new page, and there's a record button, and you use your computer mic to speak, and it sends me a sound file. And I will post it. Now, I have about 21, 27, I forget the number exactly, subscribers to my show. So I want to receive 21 or 27. I want to receive at least 21 messages, okay, for next week. So let's make next week's show a humongous show filled with all of your comments and stuff. And until then, ciao.